start to sing. It is called the Gathering of Mysteries, but whenever we gather to pray, it becomes the Gathering of Spirits. Men don't pray, Holy Spirit does. Welcome to BBC Prayer Network, a home where we eat light and excrete flame. Shortly, you will be hearing from God's servant, Apostle Alfred Okoduru. Sit tight, it was carried spirit and power. Shalom.
Life is spiritual. Five deadly spirits you must abort as a Christian. Five. Like I said, while we're praying, every character a man has, whether good character or bad character, is sponsored by a spirit. If you have good habits, it is because you carry good spirits. If you have bad habits, it is because you carry bad spirit. There are five spirits I have seen that if you are a believer, if you claim to live by the word of God, these five spirits, you must take them out of your life. If it will cause you to go for surgery and tell and tell the doctor, you know that these spirits, I need abortion. These are the kind of things we need abortion for, not those innocent children. I keep on telling people that we have illegal sex, but we don't have illegal children. That sex may be illegitimate, but the child is legitimate. I have seen churches rejecting a wedding because of baby. Not me. You should reject the mother, not the baby not commit any crime. Because it is a law that was applied, and children don't come until that law was applied. So the children, they begin call legally, because the law, how can you switch on a light and you say, make the bulb no on? Now the bulb on, you got to blame the bulb. So there is nothing like illegal children. Now your sex, so it is better you even carry sin or fornication. I don't know why they treat abortion this morning. Hope nobody got abort yet. Of late. Because that's how the spirit work. Five spirits. Or if you are planning to do abortion, I did not send you. God is speaking to you now. The sex may be illegitimate, but that baby is a legal baby. You kill that child, you have committed murder. You killed a full human being. There are many of us who say, I've not killed. You are a killer. You are blaming Fulani yes men that they are bombing, they are killing people, and you are a bomb blast. You are an explosion. God is my witness. I was a serial killer before. I keep on telling people, I don't kill before. Not be one, not be two, not be three, not be four. Yes, I'm a killer before God used me. And God bless you. Assassin. But I told myself, I will never touch blood again. I'm saying, give you belly, you're gonna now. Fornication will commit. Everybody fornicates. Jesus, look at it. The woman with adultery, and they wanted to stone the woman, and they asked Jesus, what do we do? Jesus asked, is anyone without this kind of sin, make him cast the first stone. I'm surprised they put all the old papa said, yes, he draws so you to the two. Even the small children, they draw stone, they go. Life not balanced. So don't. So don't look at it as carry your pregnancy with pride. It is God you committed the sin against. If you bend your eye, let them wear goggle. Five spirits that we must abort as Christians. Number one. Tell anybody, say lying spirit. Let's read the scripture before I talk about that spirit. God. First Kings. First Kings. Chapter 22. You know why I like this kind of church? Because it's a church that you enjoy the word of God. No, truly you enjoy it. First Kings 22. I'm desperate for you. Are we there? Okay, let's take the story. Is a very long story, so I don't want to go there. I'll just say Cody 22 and 23. So when you get home, you can look at the story. 22 and 23. Are we there? Or let's just take it from 20. No, let's take it from 19. Then Micaiah said, therefore, hear the word of God. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne. We talked about throne last week. And all the hosts of heaven standing by on his right hand and on his left. Verse 20. And the Lord said, who will persuade Ahab to go up that he may fall at Ramoth Gilead? So one spoke in this manner and another spoke in that manner. So meaning God was asking, because Ahab at that time, look up, let me just explain the story to this point so that we understand it, then we'll continue the reading. Ahab the king, before now, there, if you look at this First Kings chapter 22 from the beginning, there was a war and they want to go for the war. And the king, like as in the tradition of Israel then, before you go for war, you consult in the realm of the spirit to see whether the war will be favorable to you or the war will not be favorable. So the king consulted prophets, and all the prophets that came before the king, they told the king that, oh, this king, this battle king, you will win everything. I see victory. I see victory. All the pastors, they call. Victory, 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 victory. They were just copying themselves. You know, we can copy prophecy. You know, copy and paste. Yes. We can also copy manifestation. That's why some people go to a program. It is when they discover that the presence of God is not available. People don't fall past. And their own mind, they'll say, yes, yes, let's continue. The presence of God is here. That's copy and paste. The time when nobody don't fall, why do you not see the presence and come say the presence of God is here? Two people will fall now. Now, so this was some people have to copy and paste people atmosphere. So there's some prophet that will sit in a service, and when nobody has prophesied, they will not prophesy. But when you have not prophesied to the person and they are not manifesting, they will not go. The same person you have prophesied to, they will go. And the same thing you have told the person, they will. Are you a copy and paste? Are you a photocopier machine? So this is what happened. So every prophet started copying and pasting the prophecy, telling the king, oh, victory, oh, victory, oh, victory, oh, victory. As if victory was missing in the church. And that prophet called Micaiah is one prophet that does not do copy and paste. And he appeared, the king said, no, there is still a prophet. How come everybody is saying one thing? Say something is wrong. There is a prophet that must, and they look for Micaiah, and they brought Micaiah. And Micaiah told the king when he first come, if you look at that scripture, he told the king, what do you want to hear? The truth or the fact? Because when I came, I saw that there is copy and paste in the atmosphere. So they are telling you what you want to hear. So what do you want to hear? Do you want to hear the truth? Or you want to hear what you have been hearing? The prophet said, the king said, go ahead, tell me what you want to tell me. And Micaiah was telling the king. So he said, I was sitting in my bedroom and I saw the throne of God. Follow the story, because there are things I want to teach you from this story now that will help your life. Mostly you who are pastors, prophets, Christians, you that can see. Oh, the biggest people that committed this spirit, this sin, or the biggest people that carry this sin of lying spirit, they are prophets and pastors. Because that's like, just follow me, you understand? So you think it is Joko that know how to lie? There, see, men of God lie more than Joku. So man of God will preach for 5 hours and they will lie for 4 hours, 30 minutes, telling you stories that never existed. So we tell you miracles they performed that never exist. They can't even end the story by saying everything I was telling you was a dream. There are some prophets and prophetesses. What they see is different. What they are telling you is different. They know they are lying, but they will keep on lying. So, when I'm talking about lying spirit, we should not just be thinking about Joko lie in our compound or thinking about Mama Mudiaga. No. Not that one I'm talking about now. This lying spirit is... Micaiah said, I saw the throne of God. The throne. And God was asking questions in the throne. Who will I send to deceive Ahab? Because God wants Ahab to go to the battle so that Ahab will die in that battle. Because God is tired. He wants to kill Ahab. Be careful sometimes when people, they push you. Hey, go. Now you. Sometimes you don't know whether they are pushing you to your death. God bless you. You have been choosing. And Micaiah said, I saw the throne. Now look at this again. Let's read it now. You will now understand the story. Oh God. Then Micaiah said, therefore, hear the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne and all the hosts of heaven standing by on his right and on his left. Verse 20. Can we read it together? And the Lord said, who shall persuade Ahab to go up, that he may fall at Ramoth Gilead? So one spoke in this manner, another spoke in this manner, meaning nobody agreed. One spoke in this manner, another. It's just like the story that happened when God was looking for who will go and die for the world. And so everybody heard the question for heaven, but they keep quiet. So Jesus has to respond. So spoke in this manner, spoke in this manner. Everyone, they talk in your turn. And then we figure this message. Now, where are we now? 23. Okay, 21. Then, now this is the most important thing. Now, look at it. Then a spirit came forward and stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him. Now look at 22. The Lord said to him, in what way? So the spirit said, I will go out and be a what? A lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And God said, you shall persuade him and also prevail. Go out and do so. Now look up. What is a lying spirit doing in the throne of God? It shocks you. To the extent that even the lying spirit have to negotiate with God. Can I talk to you? The same mouth which you think can speak in tongues, inside that mouth there is a spirit called a lying spirit that I speak. Some of you will not know that you are a liar until you listen to yourself. Every time you put stories, even the film that you watch, when you want to put the story, you have your monkey joint. Some of you want to talk, share your dream. Even in church, some of you want to share testimony. What did not happen, you had. Say, thank God, though. I was just, as I just passed through five judges, I just saw two boys. They just fired me, go, boom. I shout, Jesus, and he did not enter. Somebody shout, hallelujah. Ah, brother, you forgot said the people when you hear, say, not near where you before you fly. But you just want to impress that girl that you have been posting in church. You want to prove to that girl that you are a man, so you see, yeah, they shoot me 2 bullets. You know, so follow me now. So the first, use testimony to Jesus Christ in church. There is a brother in my former church, Messiah Christian Assembly, called Brother John. Hey, Jesus, every time that guy starts testimony, the church is scattered. But that guy did high. So the day he said, I'm going for evangelism, you know. I said, I want to preach. I just see a dog. See, and the dog, before I see it, an evil spirit just said, that dog, bam, bam. And the dog started chasing me. He said, the dog, bite me. I shout Jesus. See, the dog will shout Jesus. In fact, there are many stories the guy put there. So anytime I come, we just laugh. Brother John has started. And some of if you are going to a church where people share testimony too much, I bet you out of 100 testimonies shared in churches, 90 are lies. How is it a lie? Number one, a brother will come, and, like I said now, say they shoot me, papa, and you not enter. And you said, because you shouted Jesus, and you forgot to tell the church how you went to Eshurai to do God mercy. Yes. There are many pastors moving with shams. They fire them, bullet doesn't enter, and they will tell you that it is God. Yes, the question we did not ask them, which God? Is it Amadioa? Is it Obatala? Some pastors will do program and say, come, spirit of the spirit, and you will come. See, let me tell you, I will tell you over and over again. Many of you will not know that you are a liar until you listen to your recordings. Some of us cannot put stories for 5 minutes without lying. Even some of us, just women, we lie. Some women go to market, they come back, you ask them, what happened? They will lie. That thing is beyond, when you become a throne for God, this spirit, he stays in the throne of God. We read it, we saw that it was in the throne of God that this spirit came out. Can I talk to you? The more your anointing begins to grow, the more the spirit begins to locate you. It is normal. So if you are not aware that there is something called lying spirit in the throne of God, I talked about throne last week Sunday. I said, what makes you a throne? When you carry God, I said you become a throne. Many people that lies. Abraham, who is this woman? He says, my sister. And Abraham carried God. It's not fear. It is what we call lying spirit. It's a sickness of the anointed. Talk about Doka. The spirit told God, he said, I will enter into the mouth of what? The prophet. Be careful when you talk for God. You are a protein liar. When I preach, many times I preach, I listen. Pastor Alfred, you like this one? I don't like him as a captain. You are laughing now? This is a sickness of the anointed. If you don't check it as an anointed, if you don't check lying spirit, you will end up becoming an anointing. Anointing, not anointing, anointing. Your presence will anoint God. God will not blame you for carrying a lying spirit, but God will blame you for not casting it out. It is no matter where you carry magnet, you attract me. When you carry the anointing of God, it is normal that lies will be attracted to you. Because this is what many of you don't know. That is why you don't know that your pastor can lie. Can your pastor lie? Yes! They are the first candidate of lies. Some of you just sit down. Some of you don't even know when a pastor is lying. Ananias is a pastor. Ananias is a pastor. He stood before Peter alive. If there is anybody who is not lying here, raise your hand. But let me tell you the truth. If there is one mission of the lying spirit, it is to lead you to destruction. The spirit told Ahab, he told God that I'm going to make his prophet lie to him. And what is the target? Is to lead him to what? His destruction. And God said, go and prevail.
Welcome back. What you hear is what you hear. No man can be greater than his yesterday's words consumption. Words are the food your future needs to grow well tomorrow. Your today's life is a reflection of your yesterday's words consumption, while your tomorrow's life will be a reflection of your today's words consumption. Hope you are blessed with this station. Join us again for another edition soon. For prayers, counseling, and testimony, call +234 7038 463 585. Be blessed and lifted. Shalom.